Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boomshika and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you are listening, subscribing and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about how INFJs don't like it when people treat them like they're stupid. But for some weird reason, I don't know why, people tend to believe or conceive or perceive us as slow. Not necessarily maybe stupid, but just slow and dumb, and that we need to repeat themselves over and over again so that we can understand something, or that we just don't know anything anyway, so they need to tell us what they know so they can teach us. Now, there are many reasons for this, of course. There's many reasons why people might think that we're slow or we're quiet. You know, we don't really say that much, so people don't know what's inside of our heads, and we might know a lot about a specific topic, but because we don't say anything on it, people assume that we don't know anything. This happens actually to me quite a lot because I am, as I said, a digital nomad and I'm in this community. I do a lot of things online. I know a little bit about it, not that much, but I know a little bit about it. And I know a little bit about the technical aspects of it as well, especially about the technical aspects because I work on a lot of the stuff that I do by myself. I create all my websites myself. I do all of the technical work myself. But as I said, I don't talk about it. No one actually really knows what I do with my time unless they're someone that actually asks me, or they're the kind of person who's actually going to have a conversation with me or actually care about what I'm doing. If it's not like that and most people don't, then I'll just won't tell them what I'm doing. What's the point? Why bother them with that information? And so a lot of men especially, because for some reason there's a lot of men in the digital nomad scene, they'll assume that I don't know anything about anything. And they will treat me like a child, basically, which makes me laugh sometimes. It also makes me angry, of course. But then, they'll be telling me something, and I'm fine with people telling me things as long as they're not wrong about it. If you're trying to teach me something, I will try to learn, even if I already know it. I will try to listen to you and try to hear your perspective on it. Perhaps you might end up giving me a new perspective on things. Perhaps you might end up teaching me something about something that I thought I already knew, but I don't. Or I don't know completely, obviously. So I'm always open to people teaching me things and telling me things. Even if I know that already, I'll still be like, yeah, that's interesting. That's great. Interesting. Great. But then what happens is that a lot of times, well, sometimes these individuals are telling me things and they're wrong. Absolutely wrong. And so what's happening is that not only are they talking to me about it, but they're talking to a bunch of other people around me, and they're giving them the wrong information. That could result in that individual around me at least doing something wrong with their business or with themselves in the technical field or in the digital nomad field, perhaps hurting themselves, perhaps doing maybe losing money or things like that. Yeah. At that point, I get a little bit upset, obviously, because I don't want wrong information to be given out to people, and so I will say something at that point. And that's when, of course, a lot of people are like, "Whoa, wow, I didn't know that you did this. I didn't know you were doing. I didn't know you had a podcast. I didn't know you had blah, blah." And I'm like, "Well, I'm doing it for many other reasons besides telling people what I'm doing. That's not the reason I'm doing these things. It's not so I can sit down and be like, "Hooray, look at me. Look at what I'm doing." I'm doing it because I want to spread my message, and the people I'm spreading my message to are not really my target audiences and the people sitting around me usually at the table. So it doesn't really matter anyways. I'm not talking to these people about INFJ stuff because they're not INFJs. I'm not talking to them about my science fiction that I write or the writing that I do because they're not writers. And so I usually just keep things to myself, and INFJs typically are like that. So as I said, because of this quiet nature of ours, because of the fact that we don't want to brag, we don't like talking about ourselves, we don't like basically talking about ourselves in an exaggerated fashion in any shape or form, we don't end up talking about ourselves at all, right? Most people will have very little idea about what INFJs are all about. Most people who actually even know me for a long time have no idea about all the different things I'm doing. They'll still have conversations with me suddenly and they'll be like, "Oh my God, I did not know about that about you," So a little nuances will always keep on cropping up with an INFJ forever and ever because we're always doing interesting things and we're always keeping them to ourselves. And so, people will be like, "Oh, I had no idea that you were a trumpet player," or "I had no idea that you were into, I don't know, the mating habits of wolves," or things like that. Like random interests and projects that we're always working on will randomly come up. Yeah. The problem, as I said, obviously, is not that we are perceived as stupid or dumb, which of course is a big problem sometimes if you are in the corporate field. For me, it doesn't really matter because the people I deal with know that I'm smart enough to do my job, and so that's fine. And even when I worked in the corporate environment, a lot of times if I knew it was necessary for me to speak up in order to boost my image in front of other people, I would be able to do it because I am a little bit more extroverted than most INFJs out there. Also, I have no problem speaking about myself, as you guys can tell. But a lot of INFJs have this issue where they can't speak up about themselves, and then people put them down or consider them to be dumb or lower than they actually are. And this results in them missing out on opportunities because the person that was giving out the opportunities didn't even think about the INFJ. Because they never speak up, or they never talk about the things they're interested in, or they had no idea that the INFJ would even be interested in such an opportunity, right? So, for example, if you're in a corporate environment and there's an opportunity to go to, I don't know, Hokkaido, Japan for some kind of conference, and you love Japan and you know so much about it. You know, even have been learning how to speak Japanese in your free time, and you love ramen and you read mangas and all that stuff. I think I'm kind of talking about myself, but basically like that. And but no one knows about it. No one knows that you love Japan so much, and no one knows you know how to speak Japanese, and that would be a great asset to you if you went over to Japan to do that conference. But no one knows all this because you haven't ever told anyone. And so they gave the opportunity to someone else who doesn't speak Japanese, who doesn't care about going to Japan as much as you do, who doesn't really like ramen as much as you do, that they wouldn't enjoy themselves as much as you would. But because no one knows, you lost that opportunity, yeah? That's just one example, obviously. It's a very small example. Perhaps it doesn't even matter that much. But in a lot of other ways, we do lose out on things because of it. You know, another example could be when we like someone and we don't say anything because, you know, we're like, well, maybe I shouldn't say anything. And then that person ends up with someone else who might not be as perfect for them as you are. Yeah. Of course, that's just a small example again. But there's many different ways, as I said, that we lose out on these opportunities. So what I'm trying to say here is that, of course, it's very difficult for us as INFJs to speak up, and we are perceived as dumb by other people, and that's okay by us. Like, we don't care that much about it. It's okay for people to think that we're stupid because it doesn't really matter. We know who we are. But in the real world, unfortunately, I wish it worked like it did in mangas, where, you know, even though the girl is very quiet and she doesn't know anything, doesn't speak about anything, everyone around her knows that she's very smart. Yeah. Sometimes it works like that in the real world, but mostly, unfortunately, we have to speak up about our talents and our abilities in order to get the attention of the people around us. Yeah. And it's important that people don't think that you're stupid, actually, because why? If you are a smart individual, yes, I'm not saying that you should go around boasting about your IQ. If you want to do that, you can do that as well. But I'm just saying that it's important for people to know your authentic self. The reason why people don't know that you're a smarty pants, or that you have an IQ of 180, or the fact that you know everything about Japan and you are the one who should go to that conference, is because you're not speaking up about yourself. Because what you're doing is you're playing a role. You're playing the role of a chameleon, and you're not actually showing your true authentic self when you're out in public, especially when you're out at your job. Now, I'm not saying that to flaunt everything that you are in this situation, of course not. I'm not saying that you talk about your sexual preferences, or, you know, you start talking about really inconsequential and trivial matters. But I'm saying that when something matters to you and that's really important to you, the fact that I love Japan, I love mangas, is something that is very apparent in my personality. Everyone that I speak to knows that about me. They know that I read manga. In fact, a lot of times I'll pull up my mangas in front of them and start reading it because I'm bored. They're like, "What are you doing? Are you reading a cartoon?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm reading mangas. Did you not know that I love them?" And so what I try to do is that I try to I'm not saying that I push my personality in front of people's faces, but I try to, as much as possible, talk about my interests and my authentic self in front of people so that they know who I am. Yeah. Now, of course, I'm not doing this for everyone. Some people I don't care if they know me even a smidgen. Yeah. But a lot of people around me that are hanging out with me and care about me, are taking care of me and are loving me and showing me kindnesses and showing me that they want to be involved with me, I try as much as possible to show them little snippets of myself. Yeah. The snippets that really matter to me. Like people knowing that I write science fiction, or people knowing that I love reading mangas, that I love the Japanese culture. Everyone knows that about me. Things like I love Chiang Mai and I love living in Thailand, that I'm very spiritual and I spend a lot of my thinking about the big questions, that I believe in the energy of the universe and energy fields in general, you know, things like that. People know that about me. People will instantly know that about me because I will talk about these things all the time because they're important to me. I like it. I like talking about this stuff. And if they're not going to listen, then it's okay. Then I know that they don't care, and that's fine. It's awesome. I can switch it off and go back into my introvert dark mode. Yeah. But if I want to, and I would like that person to listen and that person's interested as well, then they can know a lot more about me. And I try to share myself with the world. Not only because I don't want people to have a misconception about me, because I want all the opportunities to come to me. I want people to think of me when they're like, "Oh, I think there's an opportunity to go to Japan. She loves Japan. Let's send her there." And I'm like, "Yes, awesome. Opportunity for me to buy more mangas and eat more ramen. I will take you guys up on that offer. And so I don't want to miss out on that, yeah? And I don't want you guys to miss out on it either. So again, I'm not saying that go brag to everyone about the fact that you have six toes instead of five, but tell people about the things that really matter. If in your office environment there's something that you think will help you connect with your boss and help you get more opportunities, then you're not doing it as a negative thing. Everyone does it. And also, you're doing it because you want to get to know your boss better. And it's nice to have a conversation like that. It's nice to have a connection with the people around you. It's nice to have a connection with your colleagues and coworkers. It is always a good idea, not only because of the opportunities, but because you might end up making some friendship with someone who loves mangas even more than you. Who knows? But that's just a dream, I guess. I hope this makes sense. I just wanted to share this with you because it is something that comes up for me quite often, and I think about it quite often. And so I thought I'd share it with you, and hopefully that is something that you think about as well and can help you. If you guys have any questions, please comment below. And if you want to support me further, you can go to that Ko-fi link. It's in the description below. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.